appreciate the opportunity to come and preach. I tell you what, we're in a time that, boy, we need preaching. Amen? The world needs it. We need it. I tell you what, our old lost family members, Joe said in the prayer room, pray for old lost family members. We each and every one of us has got those. I'll tell you what, may that God would show them something and save them before it's everlasting too late. I tell you what, I've seen a lot of things this week already. I've seen God's blessings already. And God's been good to us in spite of our old selves. Amen? Again, I say that he should have killed me a long time ago. May I speak for you tonight and say he probably should have killed you too. Just on some of the things that that's even crossed our mind. Amen? So God's good tonight. Just for a little while, I want you to turn your Bible to Jeremiah 6. Jeremiah 6, and we're going to start with verse number 16. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk therein." Brother David, why don't you start us off? Oh, just for a little while tonight, I'm going to preach on, are you raising your family in the path that you're going fit for Christ? Amen? That's a good question. The path that you're on, in 10 years, can you sit back and look and say the path I had them on was a godly path? Because I've seen some things already this week that a group that Buddy was used to sit right there in church, and Buddy, I listened to preaching that would just absolutely, it's just like a house of fire, just like right here. And I noticed a change. And I realized, like our pastor said, it ain't what they said, it's what they didn't say. So that if you're not on the old path tonight, you're on the wrong path. I tell you what I saw on Facebook, and you know, the civilized Daryl would have let it slide. But I saw a post where it said, "Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I know this gentleman. It says, "Not your religion, not your deeds, not your church, not your morals, not your standards. Call upon the Lord, he has rescued me, and he will rescue you. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. You cannot reach God any other way." Amen. Now, you know, I saw that, and I honestly believe this old boy's true blue. But I also saw some of the people that were, "Amen, amen, that's right." We need to realize that what we post, other people construed some things that I could see what they're saying. No, I don't have to go to church. No, I don't have to have standards. No, I don't have to have deeds. So I said, well, I should just let this slide. But the civilized Daryl in me rebelled and said, it's time to stand up. So I just texted him back and said, "Amen." When we are saved, we should all have deeds, morals, standards, and we should all be faithful down at the house of God. And it took him a long time, but he did say, "True." When you get off the old path, which is the right path, it may take some time, but I tell you what, it'll show on you. Just like I said this morning, that becoming civilized in Christ will show on you. It showed on me. And I'll have to admit, after the preacher preached on that last week, I haven't even told my wife, but I prayed, "God, take this civilized out of me and use me in a mighty way. Now, here we go. I didn't know what I wanted to do or what he wanted me to do, but I'm going to have to really refine my prayers because I want him to use me, but I don't want him to get the pastor sick for me to be used more. Amen? Be careful. But I do want him to keep me on the right path tonight. I do want him to keep me preaching the old path. And I'll tell you what, it starts out tonight by this old book right here. This is the hated book. Show me a church that don't preach out of the old King James Version, and I'll show you a church that's on the wrong path. Amen. I'll show you a church that don't have morals and deeds and standards. I'll show you that. Makes me sick to my stomach and seeing some of these churches, amen. I just can't get it out of my mind. The light shows. And them old Jezebels up there dancing, buddy, and got their little jeans on with a little cut slits in there. In the house of God, we ought to have some kind of standard. We better be careful what we allow, amen. Because if we get off the old path, which is the right path, we could do some of those same things, amen. A church without morals and standards and deeds is doing nothing for Christ, amen. You get what I'm trying to tell you? There's certain things that need to be taught in the house of God. It needs to be decent and in order. And I'll tell you what, you want to fill the church house up? Take the deeds, standards, and morals out of your church, and you can fill it up, amen. But if you shell it down to the cob, and you stay on the old path, it might be just a little slim, amen. It starts in the home. Do you realize that we all need this, men and ladies? That the home is still built on a man and a woman, and it's a shame that a preacher has to go on and keep doing that. Why do you preach about a man and a woman? Because we live in a society that, look, you know what? It was bounded and founded on Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So when we stop preaching that, that's why we have a society and a so-called church today that don't know that. Everybody thinks they're a Christian. I watch the Food Channel a lot, and there's a lady there that's married to another lady. I looked up her bio. Great cook. She said she's a Christian. No, she's not. She's not. She's off the path. She's lost as a goose. Amen. And if your church won't preach on the home starts with a man and woman, you're lost. You're lost. Then it goes right down to the children. Dads, I got on this a little bit today. Do you realize the children are your children? You ought to be raising them up. You ought to be keeping them. It's your responsibility to keep them on the old path. It's your responsibility to keep them in that recipe, amen? The right one, amen? I'm so sick and tired. Listen, I call it wear and hair. Wear and hair. I'm so sick and tired of that faggot Southern Baptist haircut on these boys. People don't like to hear that anymore. I'm so sick and tired of the little hairdos that we put on our little girls, amen. Bob it off and make them a Jezebel, amen. Some of you looking green again tonight. We talking about the old path, which God says the right path. And this is the very reason why that we're in the shape we're in. Amen. What a rebel. We as parents have taught our children to be rebellious. Instead of whipping their hind end and keeping them on the old path. And may I remind you, as long as you're in your mother and dad's house, you are to mind your mother and dad. Ladies, I hate to tell you this, but this is a part of the old path. You are never to be headless. Never to be headless. If you get to where you're over 18 years old and you move out of the house, you still have a head, which is your pastor. But nobody wants to hear that anymore because you know what? It's the old past. Our children are a heritage from the Lord. Our children are to be raised upright and on the old path. But we got just enough Jesse in us. You want me to tell you if you're real Jesse? Are you already feeling just a little mad at me already? Well, you're a Jezebel. And you need to get it right with God. Because if the truth hurts you and it stings you, amen, and you can't get over it, you have the problem and it's not my problem. We ought to be teaching our young men to be young men and to realize they are supposed to be the breadwinner. Now, it doesn't make you ladies lazy. Does not. If you stayed at home and you did right in your home, you have a harder job than most men do, amen. It is to be commended. And if you took care of me, it'd be double hard because I'm pretty much a slob, amen. I don't do too much around there. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the truth. But our young men ought to know and be taught the responsibility of a man. First, it's your hairdo. Now let's get on the wear. I'm so sick and tired of this faggot-looking skinny jeans junk on guys. Amen. Get you some baggy pants on, my friend. You see, here we go again. People don't like that, but we have to be told. Isn't it something how a preacher's responsibility is to help you? You don't have a mirror? You don't realize that them little skinny jeans make you look just like a fag? Isn't that something, Sandy? But you see, most churches won't touch this. You know why? Because you're meddling. You know why? Because they're just satisfied with a full building because that's how they make their money. Now here, I want to tell you the truth, but just let me tell you, the money, hey, I appreciate it, but I'm not doing it for money, okay? Okay? You parents, we grandchildren, you know what? Those are my grandchildren. No, I'm really not responsible, but yes, I am. Your children are not mine, but yet I'm still responsible and I make it my business if I see something that's not right. Now, I'm preaching to the cream of the crop here, but if we stop preaching these things, we'll be in trouble. So, yeah, that wear and that hair, boy, I tell you what, it'll tear a church up, amen? You get on a person's hair, the way they have it or what they wear, it does matter, ladies. We dress up our little old girls like a little road whore. Yeah, don't talk about my little whore, baby, okay? You're not going to do that. But that's what'll happen if we stop preaching amen. What in the name of God is wrong with you? That you'd send your daughter out there looking like that. And same for you little old boys. Get them skinny jeans off. We don't want to see your little thing. Okay? We don't want to see it. That's what's going on in the house of God. I'm going to tell you what, it's an abomination. It's an abomination. We ought to have some kind of standards and morals down at the house of God. We ought to have them when we leave that door, but especially in His house. I wear basketball shorts around the house. And if you come over, you may see me in them, but I wouldn't wear them down here at the house of God. Would not do it. First of all, my wife lays out all my clothes, so I'll know she's lost her mind if she lays out some basketball shorts when I'm supposed to go down to the house of God. Ladies, when's the last time you taught your daughters that, look, when you get married, you're to take care of your husband? Boy, that's an old path. Did I tell you what? It's not your life anymore. It's His life, and y'all are going to be together. Amen. And then if we've taught our boys how to be right, they'd realize that, look, she's the love of my life other than Christ. And I'm going to love her even as Christ loved the church. But we don't teach that anymore. That's the reason why the divorce rate is way, way, way up there. You know why? We've forgotten God. We've forgotten the old past. And it shows when you go and you visit another church. And may I get on that some. It's nothing wrong with visiting other churches when you're out of town. But you better make dead sure that they have the right morals and standards too, or you'll be taking your children down into a hell hole. You'll be taking your children down to somewhere where they might get their eyes on the right kind, male or female, but they'd be nothing but hell. Amen. We all live in such a fantasy world. We want to think, hey, I'm going to shout it out. Amen. I'm going to take them there. They don't have the morals and the standards. And I'm going to tell you what, we take them and we put them off. And I'll tell you what, we'll pay. And repercussions may be there. Amen. What's wrong with us tonight? Yep, gotten lazy. We've gotten civilized. We've got to where we want it easy. It's so hard to be a mother and a dad anyway, and especially to be a parent or a grandparent. We want to take the path of least resistance when God said you better stay on the old path. The old path is the way to stay. Next of all, I tell you what, we are to be a separated people. I hit on that a little bit this morning too. We are, you know what, we are to be different. Even church-wise. I realize we're not the only one, but we are to be different. We are to be a separated people. We are to be a separated church. When somebody comes in here, first of all, I've heard them say it many a times, we're the friendliest church around. But you know what? Friendly is not good enough when the preaching hits. I don't care how friendly you are, I'm not staying here and listening to that. Isn't that a shame? Blows their mind. You know what? They're not used to hearing that. They're not used to hearing about the old path. They're not. They're used to hearing hip, hip, hooray. I can do no wrong. I could almost sing a song with that. Hip, hip, hooray, I can do no wrong. Really, that's what we want to hear. We want to hear how good we are. When I'm going to tell you what, the more I get into the Word and the more that I really put myself up against the Word of God, I abhor myself. I realize how wicked I am and how feeble I am. But I tell you what, God said you stay on the old path, which is the good path, He'll see us through. Amen. So, what path are you on tonight? Now, you can be here and even in a Bible preaching church and be indifferent. You can be right here and still not be on the right path. Now, I do believe you're at the right church, but you can be on the right path. I know that for a fact. But if we'd all get real with ourselves and realize that, look, our family means something, and at 10 years, I want my grandchildren to be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Need to be decent and in order. I'm going to tell you what, will you walk in the old path tonight? You know, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. What are you seeing in your way? And ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. You know what? We need to get on the right path and walk therein. So many times I see what I call dead Christians because they're at the right church. Man, I really honestly believe they're on the right way, the path, but they just stand there and do nothing. God said you ought to be walking in it. You ought to be walking in it. And it says, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. So many of us, myself included, you want rest? God said, this is how you get it right here. This is how. Now, Israel right here is going the wrong way. But my question to you is, if you want to have rest for your soul, get in the old path and walk in it. But it says, and listen, I'll continue this later, but it says, but they said, we will not walk therein. Now here we go. I'm going to leave you with a choice tonight. You got a choice tonight, either to get on the right path and walk in it, or I'm going to be a little rebel and I'm going to rebel against God. Listen, you're not being a rebel against me. I wish you the best. I pray for your family. But it's up to you. I can only preach things to you and show you out of the scriptures where it's right. I wish I could. Because first of all, I'd have to start with myself. But I wish I could do that, but I can't. Our choice tonight is, what are we going to do with the path that we're on? My prayer, I'm going to leave you with this. My prayer is that you get on the right path and you walk in it, and I'd like to see God bless us even more. Here I go, prosperity preaching. I'd like to see God bless us even more than what He's blessed us already. Because I promise you, there's not enough paper and pen for what He's blessed me in spite of myself. Amen tonight? So I tell you what, we're going to leave tonight. We appreciate it. We thank God for being so good to us. And we pray, need to pray for one another.